Man, oh man, what's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to Universe EA. Y'all getting double trouble today. I'm woke, but nah, I'm just gonna give y'all this because I ain't really sleepy yet and I gotta still stream my game. This is Universe EA. Yeah. But a lot of people have been asking me to talk about this, and they've been asking me to talk about involving your friends in your toxic situations. How do you deal with them involving you in toxic situations? And so, what do I deem toxic situations? Because y'all can't see me doing air quotes. What people call that is just like shit that ain't got nothing to do with you. Or fucked up situations. Dealing with toxic situations in me. When I used to be a little high head, I used to be out here doing dumb shit with a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? It's... Nah, fuck that. Being a hothead, some of the people around me had to deal with the shit that I had to deal with, and it was just basically defending yourself, because I wasn't always as big as I am. I was smaller, but the only thing is, these hands is rated E for everybody, and if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But I got hands, feet, elbows, all that. This is like a combo platter of everything. But once I feel disrespected, back then, it's a whole different than I am now. Like, it ain't even worth that. It's not worth me and you getting into it, because I really don't like arguing with people, and I don't like raising my voice for real. Like, unless I'm playing basketball or on the game, just giving that good raise, yo, that's the good raise in the voice that I like. That's what I like to feel. That's what I like to hear. Not me giving you negative energy because you having a bad day. Me putting you in that situation. One in three things is going to happen. And I've seen all three. One, we going to whoop everybody's ass. And it's just point blank period. Some people gonna be fucked up. It ain't even nothing like that, because we fighting to live. I don't know what's going on, and I've been like that since I was 13. I don't know why you bothering me, because I'm not bothering you. But people be having bad days, and back then I like your bad days. But number two, something gonna happen. Situation may occur, and you real life see one of the people that you with really not with you, they with the other side, or they not with nobody and they hiding. And that is terrifying, because you too close to me for me to not know you not by my side. Like, anybody I go out with, you know, indefinitely, we going home together. I don't give a fuck what's going on, we going home together. Especially if we, like, because I don't go out with people that I'm not close with. You know what I'm saying? We got to be locked in. We got to be cool. Like, I know where your people stay. You know where mine stay. But not even on no shit like that. But if something happened, I got to be able to tell. I have to be able to tell them what the fuck happened and what we got to do. And if we call the police, like, I got to be able to tell them where to go. I don't want to be that person that your family don't know where the fuck you at. I didn't see how that shit is. That shit is fucked up. I don't want to be that. But I don't want to be on the other end of that neither. I don't want my family having to call to figure out what the fuck is going on, because we in some fucked up shit. And you on the other side now. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be unalived out here because of that. Or number three. Shit go left. They go left. But I'm not. Back then, that's the most I do it with. And I probably want to say, actually, no, I'm not going to even lie like that, because I almost lied to y'all. I'm about to say the most times I done got into it was in a basketball court, but it was actually in bars. Because I don't really like dealing with drunk people. But as I started maturing, getting older mentally, you can really deter drunk people without really hurting them. They stupid. Except for like the hyperly aggressive ones, that's when you just remove yourself from that situation. But a lot of people don't follow their gut feeling. That's how I deal with it. Like, dealing with my kind of toxic situation or one of the ones with the kind of females I think how dudes be dealing with, because I don't have them issues. So, no, I'm going to just go back to my issues with the toxic situations is, like, once I get that gut feeling, I know something about to happen. Either it be me or either it be somebody else in here. It's like, you know, like when animals feel danger, you know what I'm saying? They hear on their back, get this digging up. That's how it feel, like, on me. I can feel that tension in the air. I can feel somebody probably got that little bit of bloodlust, or they, you can feel somebody get violent or it's about to happen. And a lot of people be ignoring those signs. The air get to feeling different, smell different. Like, I don't know. I don't know why they just ignore that. But, man, oh man. Situations, especially the ones I don't cause, like with the women situation, I didn't see some of my homeboys and family members be so stupid, dog. Cause it's like, this is your toxic situation, and whoever asked me these questions, cause it's like 13 of y'all, bro. Y'all funny as hell. So I don't really know how to. What am I trying to say? I don't know how y'all get yourselves in these situations. You know these two girls cool, and you trying to crack both girls. So instead, not you just dating like y'all just, oh, y'all going out, y'all kicking it. No, you make one of them your girlfriend. Like, you legitly make one of them your girlfriend. Just to fuck the other one. You, my boy, you are the wildest dude ever. And if that's how you cut, hey, you be you. Some people don't play that, don't get unalived out here. That's all I gotta say. Cause that can't be me. Because it's actually possible if you do it the right way. To just hit both friends. If that's what you really want to do. And that's cool, bro. It's people out here like that. It's people for that. But why? Why do I gotta be there? When I know this ain't your girl in the back room. And your girl just walked through the door. And you just told me it's somebody in your room. And I'm thinking it's your girl. So, in my mind, I literally don't know. Because I don't really want to talk to your girlfriend. I learned my lesson dealing with old homeboys. Being cool with niggas' girls. And not even like that. Like, on some just high and buy shit. We all go to the store, shit I'm buying. Niggas get mad at that. You can have a whole girlfriend. They can, y'all, they both know that. It ain't even like that. But I get it. It's people like that. But know your personnel. I know how y'all are. So I'm not going to say y'all over here doing something like that. It's cool. But when I have to hear it come out your mouth, because we can have this conversation like a man, and I can straight up tell you, bro, it's not even like that. And if you don't want to believe me, then so be it. I'm going to keep it pushing. Be happy. Hope y'all stay together. That's scary. But when you look at me in my face and tell me because, oh, shit, you be fucking with a lot of chicks, bro, and I thought you was going to try to hit mine, too, but have I ever hit one of your chicks? Have I even tried to? Has she told you that I did anything? Have I ever been alone with her, bro? Am I even that kind of nigga? Why are you cool with me if I'm that kind of nigga? Just so we can get to some shit like this. But back to the story. Because that was a real quick hitter. But back to the story. I know that's not your girl back there. And the moment I learned, is when I watch your girl walk through the door. You know she coming home. And you know her friend back there. We in the midst of playing the game. Because I'm so lost. I'm befuddled by the reason of why. She is here. Both of y'all wrong. But you out cold, my boy. She even more out cold. Because she know what she doing. But for both of you two motherfuckers. And even more granted, we all know each other. You two motherfuckers. Involve me in this. And not even on no. Ozan hit her in the back. No. Zan knew she was here. Pause. Timeout. Stop on the play. Flag. The touchdown is not good. The field goal. Red card. Zan don't know nothing. Zan don't know not a goddamn thing. You don't know a motherfucking thing. Ain't even I plead the fifth. I don't know anything. I don't know what this nigga got going on. I thought that was you. So I get yelled at by association. But guess what I can do? While I'm getting yelled at, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't know what the fuck was going on in here. I'ma just slide. We already stuck in the shit. Now I'm stuck in the shit with you. Luckily, at this point in time, I don't got no girl, so I ain't got, they not cool, I ain't gotta hear that extra shit. But she mad, I'm getting texts in the motherfucking group chat on Snapchat. Like, I'm just looking stupid as hell. Like, cause nigga, why you throw me in this like this? You could have warned me at least. So I can prepare myself to just be looking stupid. And that'd be a lot of things. That'd be a lot of things too. That's y'all problem. When you about to lie, inform somebody if you about to lie first. Especially when you about to add them into your lie. When you about to add them into this little toxic shit you boiling up, bubble, toil, and trouble. I wish y'all could have saw my arm. Ooh, when you add me in and you don't tell me. And you better be glad I'm a good motherfucking improviser. Because I'm not even lying. Because I don't know. But the way that I'm about to play it so motherfucking crazy. And it is on you, brother. Or sister. Because I got homegirls, too. Y'all do dumb shit. I done did dumb shit. And that's how I know. When you do dumb shit and you just get caught. I ain't never did nothing like that. You get caught in your dumb shit. Just own up to it. Because it make it better. It gets better over time. When you lie, now you got two people mad at you. If it be your homegirl or your homeboy, or it be your spouse. Because god damn. But warn a brother first. If you gonna throw me in your shit, warn me. If we about to scrap, let me know who we about to scrap with. Because I'm hitting everybody I do not know that get in the way. If you cheating on your girl and you know she coming home 10 minutes after I get there, the PS4 didn't even cut on all the way yet. We didn't even pick the game up. Let me know this in advance. So I don't come over. I can make up an excuse. I can leave, bro. Because what in the flying fuck are you doing right now? And I'm a part of it. What are you doing right now? Let somebody know you about to be stupid. And that be the thing. That's why y'all don't let us know when y'all about to do some toxic shit. Because y'all know it's wrong. So it's just live and learn when it comes to that dumbass shit. But I'm gonna say this. When you're young, be young, have fun. Don't be dumb. We don't got a respawn button. We can't press start on shit. Always remember, we don't got a respawn button. We can't press start on this shit. Make sure you have fun. Be wild. Be reckless. But not too reckless. Because at the moment that it get to being too reckless, that's the moment that the shit is gonna hit the fan, smear on your face, and you gonna smell it, and it's getting real. That's all I gotta say on that. And I like them questions. Keep them coming. Please. Them bitches heat. Love y'all. Peace.